In an airplane?
We've been circling the airport for close to 45 minutes now. Bung.
This is your captain again. I'd like to apologize for the long delay. They're putting a lot of planes down, so we're just waiting for the go-ahead to set it down ourselves. I'll contact ground control and see where we are in the queue.
Bung.
This is your captain again. They want us to circle for another couple of hours. And I've just been informed that we're out of coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, I've tried to be patient, but this time they've gone too far. I say we take this plane down by force, however we can. Who's with me? I'm sorry, I just realized the cockpit is soundproof. If you're with me, tap the call button. That's what I like to see. I'm coming out. I had to take care of the co-pilot since, for some reason, he wasn't down with our murderous little scheme. I've been flying aircraft since Vietnam, and I have the skills to take this puppy down. I've imagined this day in my head, dreamed about it, wondered if it would ever be. But today, something snapped. I mean, I had a revelation. We'll need weapons.
Plastic. They never take a man's false leg.
I smuggled on board a bomb. I was going to use it for hijacking in the name of jihad, but what the hell?
Thank you, crazy militia guy. Thank you, possibly an Arab. Crazy militia guy, poke a hole in the glass when I start the nosedive and shoot any targets of opportunity. Possibly an Arab, drop the bomb when I start to level off.
Oh, captain, my captain!
Craziness ensues. The plane dives, firing rounds and dropping the bomb. Gratuitous action movie explosions. The airplane crashes into the terminal. More explosions. Sirens and a helicopter go up. Armed forces surround the plane. The captain steps out amidst blood and carnage and is approached by an armed forces officer.
This is by far the worst case of deliberate reckless endangerment to lives that I've seen in my years working for the airline industry. What is your major malfunction?
Enters Tom Cruise.
This man's only major malfunction is being the greatest American hero this airport's ever seen.
Top Gun's Maverick!
Hey, I've done other things too.
The crazy guy that grabbed that man's time!
That's right, I'm Top Gun's Maverick. Being a hero might be difficult for a man like you to understand. Perhaps as a boy, he dreamed just a little too hard. If crash landing a plane at gunpoint is so that the passengers could get a fresh cup of Joe as a crime, then maybe we should just tear up the Declaration of Independence and start singing God Save the Queen. But not in my America. And take poor Timmy Johnson. Timmy could have died in that extra hour in the air without his inhaler. Admittedly, he was impaled on a steel beam and perished in the crash, but that's not what's important. What's important is heart. And this man has enough of that to crash land 20 planes at gunpoint. What say I fly you home?
How about I fly you home, sir?
You've got it, Captain. They managed to take off, despite the horrible condition of the plane, destroying the terminal in the process. The plane hits the helicopter, sending it crashing, destroying another terminal. God bless America.